The Baseball Bat, Chapter 14, Start of the Summer. On Saturday, I asked my mother if we could go early to the laundromat and grocery store so I could enjoy the warm weather down by the lake. She was more than happy to get going early. When we got back, I headed down to the lake. I saw Gramps out and told him about having to go to the city during the week to stay with my grandparents and my poor attitude toward it. But then I tried that imagining technique that he had taught me. Good! I'm glad you remembered to try it, Tom. I have another technique, if you're interested. Of course! You've taught me so much, I want to learn more. How much did it help you to sulk? He asked. Well, I guess I showed my mother I wasn't happy about going. Did you still have to go? Yes, I replied. Pouting rarely gets anyone their way, Gramps said. In fact, the only person who feels badly is the person doing the pouting. I certainly felt badly. So, tell your mother just once that you aren't happy about going. Think of alternatives. And then, Gramps continued, if you know you have to go, choose to go with a smile on your face. I had to think about that for a while, but what Gramps said did make sense. The work around here never ends, Gramps said. What do you need done? I could help. I like to get a lot of the work done on Wednesdays. I need someone to help me move things when I mow, hold the boats up when I wash them, and pick up sticks or whatever else. I would be happy to do it. But I have to go to the city on Wednesdays. Tom, I'd have to talk to your mother, but maybe you could stay with me on Wednesdays. But you would have to help me. It wouldn't be all fun and games. Oh, Gramps, that would break up my week so well. That would be great. Since that conversation paused, I asked him what I had really come down to ask. Would it be okay if I took the boat out? Of course. Have fun. Go see if Hank's granddaughter is out, Gramps said with a smile. That Gramps seemed to know everything. I got in the boat and started rowing, looking at all the houses along the way. As I got closer to Hank's house, I could see her. She was talking with another girl. What should I do? Should I wave? Should I say hi? I just kept rowing. She did look out at me. I quickly turned away. I decided to go to the east end of the lake and back. I rowed down there and found the neighborhood beach, managed by the homeowners in Stan's neighborhood. There were a lot of people lying on the beach and swimming in the water. There were probably people from my school there, so I turned around and rowed back. I rowed past Hank's house again, but didn't see the girls this time. So I rowed back to Gramps' dock. There were a few speedboats zooming past, and a few rowboats anchored doing some fishing. I got back and Gramps was throwing horseshoes. I've got to practice because both my older daughter and her family and my son and his family are coming out tomorrow. And I'm not ready for my son, daughter, or son-in-law to beat me, he said with a smile. Want to play? I couldn't resist a game of horseshoes, but it would be tough to beat Gramps. Sure enough, he beat me soundly in two games. I went back home wanting to tell my mother about Gramps' offer, but she was on the phone. As I waited very impatiently for her to finish, I heard a knock at the door. It was some of the neighborhood kids wanting to know if I wanted to play Red Rover. I told them I was too big for Red Rover and would win every time, but if they ever wanted to play kickball, I would play. They said they would let me know, and went on about their way. All the children in the neighborhood are a little younger than me. I would dominate kickball against them, too. When my mother got off the phone, I mentioned Gramps' offer. She offered to walk down to the lake with me and talk to Gramps. We walked down to the dock, and Gramps was not out. I showed my mother the boats and how I could help Gramps here on Wednesdays. My mother decided to go ring the doorbell while I waited on the dock. Next thing I knew, Gramps and my mother were walking toward the dock. I heard him say, Helen, you have a fine young man. My mother said, yes, Dr. Davis, he is very special. I appreciate all the time you spend with him, especially since his father doesn't visit. I wish she hadn't brought up my father to Gramps. I try not to even think about him. It was interesting that she had referred to Gramps as Dr. Davis. I don't really see him doing any doctor work, and I have now referred to him as Gramps for a while. Tom, do you want to spend Wednesdays with Dr. and Mrs. Davis? Mrs. Davis said she would get you lunch if you worked hard for Dr. Davis. Oh, Mom, that would be great. I will work hard here. Well, I better go start dinner, said my mother. Okay, Mom, I'll be up in about 10 minutes. Dr. Davis, thank you for everything, she said as she left. You have a very nice mother, Tom. You need to treat her well, Gramps said to me. I know, she is great, but she talks on the phone a lot. Gramps said, stop down tomorrow. All the grandchildren will be here. Ah, Gramps, Stan invited me to the neighborhood game, but I'll stop down afterwards. Gramps has 3 children. His oldest daughter, Molly, is married with 3 children, a 5-year-old boy, a 3-year-old girl, and a 1-year-old boy. I had played with their oldest son, Todd, a bit. Gramps' son, Charlie, was married and had a 1-year-old. Gramps' youngest daughter, Lucy, was not married at the time and lived in Chicago, where she worked as a consultant. All of Gramps' children called him Dad, but called his wife Ruth. Todd called him Gramps like I did. Gramps, why do your children call Mrs. Davis Ruth? Ruth is my 3rd wife. I had all my children with my 1st wife. My children's mother lives out in Milford, and she sees them more than I do. Oh, I forgot. You told me that Mrs. Davis was your 3rd wife. Whatever happened to your 2nd wife? We were married a few years, but it didn't work out. Why not? It was very difficult because she had a teenage son and she didn't seem to get along with my 3 children. It was very difficult with a blended family. Sometimes I think it might be cool to have brothers and sisters, but it would be really different if my mom was to get married. Well, I better head up for dinner. Bye, Gramps, I said, and headed off. The next day, I called Stan to see if there was going to be a neighborhood game. He told me to come to Marty's Field at about 12:30. So I rode my bike there along the shoulder of Pontiac Trail. I got there a little early, and there were just a few older boys there who remembered me from the other times I had played. One boy said, hey, the machine, how are you? I knew they didn't know my real name, but it was okay. Hi, Ed, I responded. The other boys started wandering in. Joe and Will came walking up, and we acknowledged each other. Bill was also there. Then Stan came walking up and threw me a ball. We picked teams, and I was only the 2nd to the last 1 picked. Bill was the last. I felt some satisfaction for that. I was on Stan's team again. They let Stan lead off, but I batted last. I didn't get up until the 2nd inning. When we took the field, I ran out to 1st, and no one challenged me for it. Many of the throws were a little wild, and the field was not in the same shape as the game fields, so it was much more difficult to try and field the ball on a hop. But I did my best. I did scoop up 1 throw on a bounce. In my 1st at-bat, I struck out. I was worried too much about being hit by the pitch from these bigger pitchers. I decided that my 2nd time up, I was really going to concentrate on hitting the ball. This time, I hit the 1st pitch on a line drive, but it was caught by the shortstop for an out. My 2nd time up, I hit the 1st pitch again, and it was on the ground between the shortstop and the 3rd baseman. The 3rd baseman tried to make the play, but bobbled it and then threw wildly to 1st, so I ended up at 2nd base. This was my 1st hit in the neighborhood game. I was starting to fit in, even though all but 5 of us were at least 11 years old. After the game, Stan, Joe, and Will and I talked a little. Most of the conversation was about how they were better than some of the older kids, or so they thought. I asked if any of them ever went to the neighborhood beach, and they all said they did. I have a neighbor who lets me take his rowboats out, and yesterday I rowed down to the beach. Joe said, "Hey, we'll look for you this week." As Joe and Will took off, I told Stan there were some good-looking girls whom I had seen out in bikinis when I rowed by. Stan seemed excited and said he wanted to come out on the boat with me sometime. I rode my bike back home and asked my mother if I could go jump in the lake. My mother smiled and said, "Go jump in the lake." I went down and saw Gramps' daughter, Molly, and his son-in-law playing with their children in the sand. Molly said, "Hey, Todd, there's Tom." Todd came over and asked if I wanted to see his sandcastles. I said, "Oh, yes, I'd love to see them," and saw his work in the sand, which looked like the work of a five-year-old. "Todd, I want to go swim now," I said. "Mom, I want to swim with Tom," Todd said. "I'll watch him," I told Molly. The water was a little cold, and it didn't take long for Todd to run back to the beach area. After I got used to the temperature, I started swimming around a little and then came out and dried myself off. The next morning, I went to my grandparents. I didn't have much to do out there, so I did some drawing and listened to the Detroit Tiger game with my grandfather. I got pretty good at looking at the comics and drawing a good replica. I also did some crossword puzzles from the Dell book and my grandmother got monthly. I found things to do, but really missed talking with the other children my age. On Wednesday, it was my first day to work with Gramps. We started the day by washing the boats. Gramps pulled one boat at a time up on the dock and turned it over on its side. He gave me a plastic milk container that he had cut the bottom off and told me to scoop water from the lake and throw it on the boat by using my scoop. I did this, and I could see the dirt and sand, sometimes worms, washing out of the boat. We cleansed all the boats together. "Tom, that really helps. It's hard to do this stuff by myself." Then Gramps wanted to mow. My job was to pick up sticks, walnuts, or anything else in the way. I had fun picking up the walnuts and throwing them like baseballs into the woods. I also helped him move the picnic table to where he had already mowed. It was fun. It was a fun morning helping him. Around noon, Mrs. Davis called us for lunch, and we ate on his deck. After lunch, he said I could do what I wanted to do. "Gramps, I really want to meet Hank's granddaughter, but I'm afraid that she might not like me." "Tom, what is there not to like about you? She will be able to see that you are a very handsome young man. She doesn't know anything negative about you. Have you ever talked to a girl before?" "Gramps, I've talked to girls, but none that compare to her. She is gorgeous." "So, Tom, what is the worst thing that can happen if you say hi to her?" "Well, she might scream, call me names, and tell me to get out of there." "Is that what the girls at school do?" "No," I said with a laugh. "Is she the only fish in the sea?" "Of course not. So, here's what you do. If she screams and tells you to get out, you leave and come back with some information that you don't ever have to think about her any longer. She is not nice. That would be good information to have. Now, let's say she says hi back when you say hi. How bad would that be?" "Oh, that might be bad too, because I might say something wrong and feel embarrassed." "What could you say that is wrong and would embarrass you?" "I don't know, but I might say something. She might look at me with disgust." "That would be good information too, because you don't want girls to look at you with disgust. And you could rule her out. Tom, you have to be yourself. The relationship is only worth it if you can be yourself and she likes you." I guess that makes sense. Now, Tom, don't try to kiss her when you first meet her. Get to know her a little first and see if she's friendly. Remember the old saying, no guts, no glory. Okay, Gramps, that makes sense. May I take one of the boats out on the lake? Tom, we just cleaned them, he said with a smile. Of course you can take out a boat. I rode by Hank's, and no one was out, so I rode back. I was ready to say something to her, but she wasn't there. Maybe she only comes out on weekends. I would try again on Saturday.